In eastern Maine, one family wants to honor American veterans by building the world's tallest flagpole on their own land. The idea is to attract visitors to Maine and perhaps lure a few away from veterans' memorials in Washington, D.C. But as Maine Public Radio's Nicole Ogrisco reports, the fate of this project could be up to some 500 residents living near the intended site. And not all of them are on board.
It's not easy to get to the site of the massive Veterans Memorial Park that Morrill Wooster and his sons have spent more than a decade dreaming up.
This is a pretty good vantage point right here.
Project manager Rob Wooster navigates his pickup through winding roads on his family's sprawling property, past rolling blueberry fields and forest. He stops at a chain-link fence dividing a network of rough dirt paths just wide enough for his truck to head deeper into the woods. He then pulls into a small clearing, steps into an off-road vehicle, and maneuvers it up rough terrain. There are moose tracks in the dirt.
That's the other thing that's kind of neat. I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of people here, but it's so spread out, and I think we can kind of work with the environment, and I think people will come here and see moose.
It's here, at the top of this hill in one of Maine's poorest counties, where the Woosters envision their flagpole of freedom to stand, slightly taller than the Empire State Building at more than 1,400 feet. The flag itself will be the size of 1.5 football fields, the largest ever flown. Visitors could take a series of elevators to two observation decks. At the top, they'll have panoramic views of Acadia National Park and even Nova Scotia, Canada, Wooster says.
This area is in the flight path to Europe. We wanted this giant symbol of freedom for people that are coming here by plane. You know, you're going to see this is the first thing you see when you come over the states. And when people are being deployed, it'll be the last thing you see and the first thing you see when you come back from your deployment.
The massive project calls for more than a flagpole. It would also include remembrance walls with the names of 24 million deceased U.S. veterans. 6 miles of gondolas would take visitors to hiking trails, immersive history exhibits, and a 4D theater. It carries a price tag of $1 to $2 billion for the first phase. That would be raised through private contributions and corporate sponsorships.
Considering what we're trying to do in the scale of this, you know, $1 billion is a lot of money, but it really... I think it's a deal.
The Woosters want the first phase up and running by the nation's 250th birthday on July 4th, 2026. But how quickly it's developed may be up to the small town of Columbia Falls. That's because earlier this spring, the Maine legislature quietly passed a bill authorizing the transfer of more than 10,000 acres of the family's property in unorganized territory to Columbia Falls. That's contingent on a referendum by the town's residents to annex the land. If passed, Columbia Falls would get oversight of the project. The founders will also need permits and approval from several state agencies.
I cannot begin to tell you how just massive this, the amount of work that needs to be done on behalf of the town in order for the town to be prepared for a project of this magnitude.
Roger Huber is an attorney who's helping the town of Columbia Falls understand the annexation process and the project itself. He's assembling a team of land use planning experts and more attorneys who will help the town study the project's impacts. Once the park is built, the Woosters believe it'll bring more than 8,000 jobs to the region. Those jobs include staffing for the park, as well as for new hotels, restaurants, and public works facilities that will need to be built to support the project. It'll also require more housing and an expansion of local schools and roads to accommodate more people.
Good. We hope so. I mean, that's the point. And people say it's going to change who we are. Well, yes, maybe it'll change us back into who we once were.
Chris Gardner, chairman of the Washington County Commissioners, acknowledges the flagpole project will generate some challenges for the region. But he says the county wants to build an economy around the park, and he believes the infrastructure will come in time. At a meeting in June, about 40 to 50 people gathered at the Columbia Falls Town Hall to hear more about the Woosters' plans. Like Gardner, some residents said they welcome the development as a way to bring much-needed economic opportunities to their families. But others, like Roberta Hammond, are not on board.
We have wonderful memorials in Washington, D.C. for our veterans. And I just hate to see the treasure that we have here in Washington County lost, because we'll never get it back again.
Columbia Falls town selectmen say they won't schedule a vote on annexation until they've gathered enough information to satisfy local residents. The Worcester's attorney says they're prepared to move forward with the project with or without annexation. For Here and Now, I'm Nicola Grisco.